Welcome back to Cyber AI. I'm Alan W. Silberberg. This is the podcast where cybersecurity meets artificial intelligence and reputation control, and we connect the dots that nobody else is talking about. This episode is episode 6, When Artificial Intelligence and Terrorists Collide, the Fragility of Automated Trade Systems, or the Fragility of Just-in-Time Economies, depending on which phrase you want to use. So today we're going to focus on something invisible, but obviously urgent given what's happening in the news. How artificial intelligence systems are warping the global trade response to tariffs. This is more than just about economics. I'm not an economist. I am a cybersecurity and reputation expert and artificial intelligence expert. It is about automation, misinformation, and the collapse of human oversight in a high-speed logistics environment. Let's take a look at why all these tools that we've built over the years to make global commerce smarter, easier, faster, might also be making it dumber, especially during stress or chaos like we see in the markets right now. Segment one is artificial intelligence inside the global supply chain. So let's start at the source here, with the systems that move goods across the globe, ships, trucks, airplanes, people. Artificial intelligence is not some abstract force here at play. It is embedded in the control systems and every major layer of global commerce infrastructure. We've seen stories and heard stories about ships not coming to ports or ports being empty. But what does that mean downstream? Aside from the fact that it means that there's no goods to be delivered to retailers, so any retailer who doesn't have any inventory on hand is going to have a problem. What else does it mean, though? What about all these systems that control all this? So, have you ever heard of something called a TMS? It's not what you think it is. TMS is a transport management system, and they're used by freight brokers, shipping companies, shipping carrier companies, and also a lot of consultants and other companies that are involved in that business who support them. These TMS systems, transport management systems, they rely on artificial intelligence for such things as route optimization. It's based on using real-time weather, fuel pricing, and labor availability into the mix of what decisions of where a ship goes, when, and how. Carrier selection algorithms using performance history of the ship itself, of the carrier, of the company doing the shipping, customs clearance speed, and cargo insurance data. You put all these things together and you have algorithms that are making decisions based off factors from the past. Predictive freight cost modeling is artificial intelligence using multiple methods to value and predict costs in the future based on prevailing weather and economic conditions, as well as other things that might be going on, including things such as, you know, ships or airplanes being taken offline because of they just have to be repaired or whatever. So these decisions are often made, you know, weeks, months ahead of shipments. Artificial intelligence is in this decision-making process every step of the level, to making decisions autonomously. Humans are rarely approving every single route shift or container handoff. It is now automated to such a degree that unless there's an error or there's a problem, much of the process here is automated. It's using artificial intelligence as well as industrial control tools and industrial control systems built a long time ago. The shipping industry has been one of the industries in the world that has spent a huge amount of money on communications and upgrading and being digital. And so what has happened now is that artificial intelligence is now being used to make a lot of decisions in this global trillion-dollar industry. There's also something called, this is just dealing with ships. So we haven't, I'm not talking about airplanes or trucks or automobiles or any other type of transport. This is just ships right now. A PCS, port community system. These are platforms that are artificially intelligence integrated, with multiple data streams coming in that the artificial intelligence is helping to manage, including such things as carrier intake and exit windows. In other words, when can ships come and go? What is the company's schedule based on their other ships? Things like that. Slot reservation systems for cargo vessels and aircraft based on, again, prevailing weather, prevailing economic conditions, a bunch of other factors that are coming into play here. Things like customs pre-clearance, biometric entry validation, security scoring. This is all for the protection of the goods, making sure that the thing that's supposedly inside the cargo ship is, and the thing that's supposedly inside of a container is. At major ports and air transport hubs, think something like Long Beach, Rotterdam, Dubai. Artificial intelligence now governs everything from how the dock crane schedules are programmed into other computers to the choke point load balancing for ships and for the docks themselves and for warehouses and trucks. PCS platforms are even integrated with anti-smuggling analytics and anti-money laundering tools as well that use constant machine learning and artificial intelligence vision models to detect tampering in any type of scanned cargo images or barcode or anything related to the paperwork dealing with the transport of a specific cargo. None of these factors factor in tariffs. When tariffs enter in the scene, every one of these systems has the potential to be thrown into digital chaos. It doesn't mean that they will be, but they definitely have the potential for this now. And because of the way artificial intelligence works, and there are, as we all know, there are common stories of artificial intelligence creating mythical information or ghost information or fake information. When you throw the chaos of an ever-changing tariff situation into this, it's basically begging the algorithms to be broken. Segment two, are tariffs going to break algorithms? Well, tariffs are not just financial. They're actually, if you think about it, they're input changes for in the computer language, just like they are in economic terms, but they are input changes that throw off the logic of artificial intelligence that is based on pre-programmed knowledge. Most artificial intelligence systems in logistics and shipping logistics and in retail that receive the goods are built on and rely on historical data. They assume, because this is how they were programmed, that a relatively stable world where costs are marginally predictable, sourcing is mostly consistent, and routes are only disrupted by weather and/or labor strikes or equipment failure. And here's what happens when a government suddenly drops a, let's just call it a 20% import tax right now, say on Chinese semiconductors. So let's just name one situation. The TMS systems automatically start to reroute traffic for ships. They're selecting preferred alternate ports where there are no or there are less of a tariff, if this is available. So what that does is that automatically shifts the pattern of trade, whether so if something had been coming from Shanghai directly to Long Beach, let's just say, as an example, now the shipping company's software is going to be directing that ship to choose another port of departure, and this changes also where they arrive. Now, if they choose to arrive in a country like Canada or Mexico, where there are no tariffs, instead of the United States, what does that do to all the jobs in the United States at ports that are relying on not just the goods coming from China, but the goods coming off all those ships every day? And sometimes it's from China, sometimes it's from other countries, sometimes it's a mixture. But if you stop that, or you're diverting that traffic to elsewhere, what happens to the American economy? You're going to see a ripple effect that's going to be huge, having nothing to do with artificial intelligence. However, when you start to think about the second system that I talked about, PCS systems, reallocating and prioritizing incoming vehicles with tariff-exempt goods, while low grading or giving a lower priority to ones that are still at sea, or ones that have higher tariff rates, which could create a situation where either the ships have nowhere to go, they just become ghost ships. That's unlikely with the types of goods that they have on them, or they go to a country that has no tariffs, offload, and again, restructuring the trade flow and pattern between the United States and these countries. And again, what happens to these ports and trucks and drivers and the people who run all the systems at the ports and the people who run the trucking systems, the people who run the warehousing systems, the people who run the interconnect systems, the people who run all these different systems? They put food on your table. They're bringing electronics to your office. They put light bulbs in your lamps. What happens here? Well, how does the artificial intelligence going to re react to this chaos when the politicians themselves can't even predict the chaos and can't tell you from one day to the next what is the level of tariff, how is this going to affect customs, and how quickly can software be reprogrammed to adjust to a new reality? At some point, you're going to have both human error and artificial intelligence error that's being compounded by a chaos situation. So, in the customs situation, customs will easily get overwhelmed by these types of changes. They probably already are overwhelmed with it because they're also dealing with a huge humanitarian situation. Artificially intelligence enhanced pre-clearance systems that currently exist to allow ships to just move seamlessly between countries will face or could start to face problems such as flagging false positives, as mostly because the risk patterns that were built into the artificial intelligence libraries, the risk patterns that these artificial intelligence systems are relying on to deliver predictive new behavior, don't account for this type of risk that we're now in. So what we will start seeing is less people working because their jobs are being taken away because there's no goods being transmitted, less capability to detect an error when artificial intelligence does something wrong, and fewer people to fix that error if and when it provides something really wrong in the shipping business. And it's coming soon if it hasn't already happened. Segment three, retailers versus distributors. What is this artificial intelligence divergence under pressure going to cause? How is it going to mess up retailers, and how is it going to mess up distributors? Let's zoom in on this. Two examples. One retailer. It's a product company, same product, same country, both of the retailers are the same product, in fact, in the both same country. Both face the same tariff. Retailer A uses a centralized built-in AI system, while retailer B uses a third-party AI SaaS tool optimized for speed over nuance. Now, these are different. I used the term artificial intelligence twice, one as a customized in-house centralized process, and one where a company is using a third-party software as a service artificial intelligence platform. These, to the naked ear, that might sound like the same thing, but to people who understand what I'm saying, these are completely different scenarios. Retailer A, the one with the customized AI system. Retailer A halts orders entirely from a key vendor, reclassifies its product lines, and triggers a price hike across 400 stores in a 24-hour period. Retailer B's artificial intelligence flags the tariff as a quote, non-critical issue because it misinterprets either customs codes or the tariff language. So retailer B continues to import even if their executives think that they have stopped until they get hit with unexpected fees and delays, tanking their quarterly revenue. That sounds like something that wouldn't happen. But because people are so reliant on this technology and they've become so used to artificial intelligence making these trillion-dollar decisions of where these huge ships should leave from and enter, what types of cargo should they be carrying and when. Unfortunately, the speed at which the tariffs are happening doesn't necessarily translate to someone being able to change their software or reprogram artificial intelligence in a rapidly enough time frame to account for that. So as this tariff war starts to really heat up, we have constantly changing numbers. We're going to start to see, especially smaller companies, start to make mistakes that either are going to cost them money or are going to cost their clients money or both. So both of these retailers were acting in this scenario on what their artificial intelligence told them to do. Now, it's possible they also had human interaction sort of managing it, but ultimately the humans were sort of checking in with artificial intelligence, what is our best option here? Typing it onto a screen or asking it verbally through some sort of voice system. But artificial intelligence is deeply involved. These are not decisions that are being made by people anymore. The people are making part of the decision. And so the largest companies are going to be the ones who have the most rapid response and also the most expensive response to customers. Smaller companies in the situation could very well go out of business. And what happens when the AI is doing what it thinks it's supposed to do, but the person who programmed the AI was neither a tariff analyst or a tariff expert? And the history for this particular AI may not include tariffs because it only may only include 25 years of economic history. Is there going to be a human tariff expert in the room making the call about how to adjust this artificial intelligence software or the inputs to an ever-adjusting and chaotic financial world? I say chaos. You've heard me say chaos a few times now. My company, DigiJax Group, we help people in chaos. We help people whether they are in cybersecurity chaos or reputational chaos, and now with artificial intelligence and generative artificial intelligence, how that is causing both cybersecurity and reputational chaos. But the type of chaos that we deal with often is stuff that where we have a start and end, and we can fix it. In this economic chaos that is occurring, a lot of it is unpredictable. A lot of it has never been done in a modern economy. And so we're only now starting to see the full effects of what will happen. On the West Coast of America, the ports are, if they're not empty, they are getting close to being empty. And as of this week, which is the May 11th, 2025, there are basically no ships en route from China to the United States. Now that means that these ports are going to remain empty for quite a long time. This will directly affect trucking and goods ending up on shelves. So, how is artificial intelligence affecting this chaos? The artificial intelligence systems are really fast. Obviously, we see this all the time, but they are not always right. In fact, many of these artificial intelligence systems are known to create ghost information, especially when under duress, meaning when they're being used a lot or they're being overtaxed on their computing resources. So if we are providing a changing constant economic environment, the chaos from that is providing new data input all the time for this artificial intelligence, depending on how well the artificial intelligence was written in the first place and how fast the people using it can make adaptations will really depend, I think, a lot on whether or not a company is able to succeed given these types of constant changing tariff situations in this new artificial intelligence driven and controlled world that we are in. The problem is AI systems don't get and were never trained to understand political nuance, temporary regulatory waivers, or informal trade routes. They only optimize based on known patterns not the context necessarily, unless it's weather or economic driven. I mean, weather or repair driven. So segment four is on crisis situations, chaos, and the erosion of human oversight in this artificial intelligence environment that we all live in. Correcting artificial intelligence errors is actually hard enough in stable conditions. You see it now. If you go into Bing or Google or Yahoo and you use any of the generative search tools, how quickly will it give you something that's not quite right? Or they make up something in some cases when you actually push it and you start asking a lot of questions. But what happens when you're shocking that system? You're shocking the economic system with the tariffs. The tariffs themselves are shocking the political system and the media that reports on it. There is no calculus to these tariffs, and the calculus changes, if there is one, on a daily basis. How is artificial intelligence supposed to accommodate for that? Especially when we're talking about more than one type of artificial intelligence system. We're not talking about one system. We're talking about dozens and dozens, if not more, of both artificial intelligence systems and machine language driven control systems. So, what happens about correcting these errors in the middle of a tariff shock when you have all these systems basically going at peak threshold of their capabilities? What's to stop an artificial intelligence system from panicking? Number one. Number two, where are the mistakes going to be made that are going to be invisible or impossible to see until after? The need for trained human trade policy experts is critical right now, obviously, but some of these people will lose their jobs as trade is not occurring because of the just-in-time economy that the United States worked on. So at a certain point of time, after a few weeks of economic shocks and nothing being delivered, people will be losing their jobs because these companies function on just-in-time inventory. If their inventory is not there, they have no money, then they have no money to pay their creditors, their equipment, their people, etc. People will be losing jobs. However, this is the time when we most need the human-trained policy experts, the international relations experts, the trade experts. The need for human experience logistics analysts will also be just as important to make sure that the artificial intelligence decisions are correct. It's not just making new assumptions based off of, well, the system changed, so I'm going to make a change. Well, we have to look at it from all these different things, including how to keep all this stuff cybersecurity safe, these changes, whether they be shipping routes, shipping patterns, the whole process system changes have to be cybersecurity safe. Or everyone loses everything. The reality is, most of these companies don't have these people anymore. They have already been replaced with automation layers, dashboards, third-party platforms. So now, when you have a crisis hit, and yes, this is a chaotic crisis, whether it is tariffs or a ransomware attack at a port, which has also recently happened, or a fake news report about trade bans, which has also recently happened, there's often either no one in the loop or very few people in the loop who actually knows how the artificial intelligence that they have been relying on and deployed is going to respond, let alone how to fix it. This is a whole new question for industry. This is a whole new question for governments, not just the United States government, all the countries that you trade with the United States government, all of our trade partners have to now examine these questions again. After billions of dollars in artificial intelligence investments and investments in upgrades to industrial control systems and satellites for communication and logistics and location of ships and movement and weather. But now we now have to bring all these humans back, and not all of them, but some of them back, the experts, to start to figure out what do we need to do with these artificial intelligence systems to adjust to these changes. Otherwise, what kind of ghost information will they start providing for us? And how does that factor into like the higher cost of goods and harder to get goods? Segment five, misinformation, synthetic optimism, and the artificial intelligence news mirage. So, to all the things I just talked about, in the previous podcast episodes, I've talked about artificial intelligence disinformation ecosystem. I wrote a book about this called Bots Against Us. On our website, digijax.com, there's a number of articles about disinformation and how artificial intelligence is used to promulgate disinformation of different types. So if you're curious, feel free to stop by at digijax.com. Also, for our podcast listeners, we do offer special services that are look, if you click on Cyber AI with Alan W. Silberberg on the DigiJax website, you will see links to the special services that we provide to the listeners and clients of DigiJax and listeners of Cyber AI with Alan W. Silberberg, me. So, the AI disinformation ecosystem, what is it? When tariffs hit, and they're here, confusion reigns, and it is. Artificial intelligence is also working on the front end, generating content, financial reporting, and even media narratives about all this. But right now, what we're seeing partly is generative AI tools are being used to write both overly optimistic earnings reports and overly negative portrayals, both either overblowing the actual situation or underplaying the actual situation, depending on how it's being used. We're seeing now a number of fake LinkedIn posts and X Twitter threads that are being amplified by botnets that are promoting success stories, quote unquote, of companies adopting to tariffs when it's obviously fake because it's too early. There can't be any success stories when this has all just started. So sometimes these are fake. Sometimes they're faked by artificial intelligence for whatever reason. Sometimes it is people using artificial intelligence to fake these types of stories. But we are definitely seeing a large increase in the misinformation and disinformation that's being promulgated by artificial intelligence during this tariff shock era. We're also seeing a lot of artificial intelligence written blogs. Some of them are mimicking very reputable trade news outlets. They are often seeded with very subtle distortions that are po either policy distortions or language distortions about what's really happening, maybe from what someone might say on a post on social media versus what's actually being issued by the government agency versus real numbers. So there's a lot of gray area right now in information zone. It's hard for many people to discern exactly what they're being shown. It is definitely imperative upon all of us to make sure that we're not just relying on one source. Double check this information. If you think something about the economy that you're hearing is not correct, Google it, Bing it, check it in three or four different ways. Don't rely on one source. Unfortunately, nowadays, artificial intelligence is making it all too easy for sources to be faked, both to the common eye and also large companies. So this feeds into this sort of synthetic confidence cycle. I've talked a lot about synthetic identities and dangers of synthetic identity theft and synthetic identity use in botnets and social media takedowns and all sorts of reputational issues. But when you have a system, a situation of economic chaos, you also have the ripe opportunity for artificial intelligence-driven synthetic confidence gains, basically, if you want to call it that. We're all seeing fake signals of stability, fake signals of opportunity, and they make real business decisions harder for everyone to make because of the illusions that are being put out there, and not just put out there, repeated ad nauseum, and often illusions that often are not then negated by anyone saying, this was wrong, we shouldn't have said it, we're going to make a retraction, we're going to take it down. Often nowadays in this world that we live in, the disinformation and the misinformation stays there because no one is correcting it. So we have this chaotic crisis economic situation. We have ships being diverted away from American ports, which is going to cause this downstream ripple economic effect. We have artificial intelligence tools that are programmed for a certain type of climate, which we're not in now. And we have basically no one home to manage those artificial intelligence tools that are now in these large and smaller shipping companies. So how does it get fixed? I can tell you right now, I don't have the answer for that yet. I will say that, mark my words, we are looking at the beginning of severe economic change in the United States, number one. But number two, there is going to be a lot of questions asked as to the role that artificial intelligence is going to be playing in these changing trade environments. So the final segment in this podcast, what needs to happen now? And where does this all leave this? Us? Obviously, tariffs are decided at the government level. So for right now, they're going to keep happening until this calms down. Whether that's going to be another month, another year, 10 years, no one can predict this right now. There are also other shocks. Pandemics, we all saw this a few years ago. War and conflict just continue going on, whether it's a war in Ukraine or a conflict between Taiwan and China or conflict between Israel and Gaza or in Gaza, or conflict in Africa or in the Middle East or in Latin America. We have sanctions going on between multiple countries, banking sanctions, financial sanctions. We have artificial intelligence generated financial scams going between all sorts of countries. And somehow we have to navigate as human beings through this. Companies and governments and people have to come together and figure this all out, like now. I think so. My suggestions, at least from a short-term perspective, we need to reintroduce expert-level human tariff analysts and human logistics policy experts back into the information loop for the artificial intelligence decision-making that's going on. We need to start demanding that these artificial intelligence models include economic volatility scenarios moving forward that take into account this type of unexpected economic change and not just historical data or best case or worst case scenario. Because I think we've well past worst case scenario for many of these models that could never have predicted this. We need to create an artificial intelligence output audit system, basically specifically for trade and this for tariffs. We need to verify that the decisions that are being made by these machines relate to the actual information on the ground with the tariffs, whether the condition of the ship, the condition of the company, et cetera. And not after, it has to be done beforehand. And I think we now really need to look at how do the cross-platform artificial intelligence tools, how are they explaining each other to one another? Or is the documentation that one retailer is using clear to another retailer? And are there systems, if like one TMS at a retailer A, can it talk to their TMS or the PCS at retailer B or port B? And if not, why not? And where are the failures? Now, this all sounds like boring kind of whatever talk, right? I actually had to learn a few terms here in this case. The artificial intelligence role in all these decision making cannot be overstated. And also, it cannot be overstated that there was not a lot of modeling going into the artificial intelligence models to account for these types of unilateral tariffs based on an ever-changing set of rules. So what we're seeing right now, essentially, at least in the trade, tariff, artificial intelligence world, is a digital Tower of Babel. Machines are speaking different dialects of logic. Humans are no longer really able to figure out exactly how to translate it, and no one is in the middle of trying to fix it. And when that happens in the middle of a trade war, or a cyber crisis, or both at the same time, it's not inconvenient anymore. It actually has catastrophic effects, both in the short term and long term. So that's it for today's episode of Cyber AI with Alan W. Silberberg. Thank you so much for joining us and taking your time out of your day to listen. And in the future, I'm going to be having a number of guests. Each time we do an interview with a guest, it will be a video podcast. And then when I do these audio podcasts, it'll mostly be about specific subject matter situations. And I'm the CEO of DigiJax Group, and I'm a subject matter expert in cybersecurity and reputation, and how artificial intelligence is colliding into both of those worlds. We are offering special services to people who listen to this podcast. If you go to digijax.com and click on Cyber AI with Alan W. Silberberg, there's a link that takes you to, it says DigiJax Special Services. These are both reputation and cybersecurity tools on demand for specific situations. And you can follow me on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/in/Alan W. Silberberg. And please follow and like this podcast, Cyber AI with Alan W. Silberberg, on Spotify.